for the snapshot.
Time for Snapshot Wednesday, brought to you by Tony's Fairway Auto Sales in Hancock. And this will surprise Steve. We know that it's hard to find a pickup truck in Maine with low mileage, but you'll find
it sure
it
is.
Tony's.
Pretty much impossible.
Check this out. A beautiful white 2020 Ford Ranger XLT Super Crew 4x4 2020. Looks brand new. Only has 49,000 miles.
Impossible. Especially a lot of people looking for that size truck too, because it's a bit better on gas, you know?
Exactly. Not everybody wants the full size bed. They want something that gives you some versatility, but you don't want to drive the big one, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
We have a grand slam on the table.
Yes.
I'm not surprised at all.
All right, so I've got three songs, a half second each. Gotta guess what they are, artist or title or both, and then there's the bonus that could be anything. Are you ready?
Okay. I guess so. Let's go. By the way, I'm doing this. I just dropped off the girls at school. I'm in the Old Town Middle School parking lot getting some very strange look from kids. I hope they don't call the principal. And see, there's a strange-looking man out in the parking lot.
Okay. Who's that guy?
He has all sorts of radio equipment in his front seat. We don't know what's going on, but he's broadcasting out there.
All right, here we go. Snapshot number one.
Dun, 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 dun. I think that's John Lennon's offspring, Julian.
Very nice. Very good. Went too late for goodbyes. Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice little
on.
Funky tune.
Yeah. Snapshot number two.
Oh, boy. A little bit of a drum thing there.
Yeah.
What comes to mind is Paul Simon's "And I Blew That Room Late in the Evening." Let me hear it again.
Sure.
Wow, that's the only thing coming to my mind. And I guess I should stick with my basic instinct. Let's go. "Late in the Evening," Paul Simon.
All right. You know what? You got the wrong Paul. It's Paul McCartney.
Oh, got it.
Take it away.
Take it away.
And that's okay. That's Ringo on drums too.
Oh, yeah, wow. I learned that. I didn't know that.
So can Mike Dow confirm that "Late in the Evening" by Paul Simon kind of starts that way, maybe?
Well, it's similar.
I'll bring it up. I'll bring it up in just a moment. We'll compare.
Okay. All right.
Here we go. Snapshot number three.
Such a great voice. Burton Cummings, Guess Who?
Yeah. Undone. Guess Who? All right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see if you can get 3 out of 4. I think you will with this particular bonus. Here we go.
Oh, that harkens me back to my country music days.
Yes.
That's old Jerry Reed, isn't it?
He's bound it down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say?
I think we need to do a country song for Steve, but this one, I mean, the soundtrack to one of the most popular movies of the 70s, and it still gets played a lot and talked about a lot. So, yeah, Jerry Reed, he's bounding down.
All right, so I've got to, I have "Late in the Evening" here. Let's hear the beginning of "Take It Away" one more time.
Okay.
And now "Late in the Evening."
Yeah, not so much.
No. Yeah. It's all right, though. Hey, 3 out of 4, not too shabby.
That's right.
And
yep, well, like I always say, when Mike has a grand slam going on and McKay gets 3 for 4, all is right in the world.
You can't complain, I guess. And a big thank you to Tony's Fairway Auto Sales in Hancock for bringing us Snapshot Wednesday.